In the waters of holy baptism, God gathers his people, adopts them in grace, and his name is placed upon them. So today we gather to give strength also and comfort to one another in that same name, the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And to speak the word of life to one another.
You give us the gift of life, Almighty Father, so we live.
You love us, and so we are your people.
You may be seated. God's word is that which your wife, your mother, your grandmother turned to, that word that brought her the assurance of Christ. And we hear scriptural affirmation on this Memorial Day. There is a time for everything.
And a season for every activity under heaven.
A time to be born and a time to die.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man.
As in man all die, so in Christ all will be made alive.
We are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died.
He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
None of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone.
Whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
Jesus said, "He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that believes not will be condemned."
I know that I am the keeper of this, and that in the end you will stand upon the earth, and in my flesh I shall see God.
Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live even though he dies." He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart.
He gently leads those that have none.
Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me.
I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand."
Jesus said, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace.
In this world, we will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
The body that is sown perishable,
it is raised imperishable.
It is sown in dishonor,
it is raised in glory.
It is sown in weakness,
it is raised in power.
It is sown a natural body,
it is raised a spiritual body.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The Father of compassion and the God of all comfort,
who comforts us in all our troubles,
so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
For just as the suffering of Christ flows over into our lives,
so also through Christ our comfort overflows.
There is a time for everything,
and a season for every activity of our
a time to be born and a time to die.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
I invite you to pray with me. Let us pray. O Lord, whose beauty fills the skies,
in death our physical beauty is gone, for dust we are, and we return to dust. Turn our focus to you and your word, that we may rejoice in your love for us. Remind us that you are the beautiful Savior, and by grace allow us all to reflect your glory in eternity. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Throughout Paula's life, she turned to God's word, as I mentioned before, and your family also, just moments ago, next to the grave, turned to God's word. So let us do that now in this time of worship. And we share together Psalm 23.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Our next scripture reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans, reminding us that there is nothing, and in Paul's case, not even cancer, that can separate her or separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. St. Paul writes, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Our second reading is from the Gospel record of St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus speaking to his disciples, and God speaking to us. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas, one of the disciples, said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God.
As the people of God who know that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, we make bold confession of our faith in him using the words of the creed as printed. I invite you to stand as we make our confession. God indeed has made us his people through our baptism into Christ, living together in trust and hope. We confess our faith.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of life, and life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated.